Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from his Nostradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. Tonight on That Kevin Show, super journalist John Solomon, super comedian Kelly Collette, super songwriter Corey Asbury, super model Elizabeth Pipko, and the super weird Alfred Yankovic. And now, live from Times Square, where Bradley Cooper's new fake nose has been confused for the shark fins of Jamaica Bay, here's that Kevin!
Not even know that that was a controversy, that Bradley Cooper's, he's doing some sort of biopic on Bernstein, and he got a prosthesis, and it looks like a shark fin, and there's people that are not very happy about it. So, anyway, we've got lots of important things to get to this evening on That Kevin Show. Thank you. Welcome to the weekend. Very glad to have you. It is an interesting time in the election cycle of 2024 because the teeth is getting bared and the people are having their opinions be floated out there. And this week, like the last several, ending the week on kind of a controversial note, the former president, number 45, Donald Trump, rumored to be a fan of this show, said that he is not going to participate in the debates this coming week. August 23rd is the first one. Fox News is hosting it, and it's kind of being seen as a thumb in the eye to both the Republican National Committee and to Fox News as well. And now the other candidates are being asked about this on various platforms that they're on. Here's a sample of Ron DeSantis with Eric Erickson last week.
We're president there with the rest of you, and it doesn't seem like it's going to happen. I mean, how do you see the lay of the debate stage for next week?
Well, we're prepared either way. You know, it is what it is, and I think everyone should debate if you qualify. I think you owe it to the people to put out your vision, to talk about your record, answer questions about your record and decisions that you may have made or not made. And if you're not willing to do that, then I think that people are not going to look kindly on that.
Now, that's the actual second place pollster right now in terms of the rankings. DeSantis is in second place. Vivek Ramaswamy close on his heels, but they're actually within the running. You've got Chris Christie and Mike Pence running around saying this things like that too, as if anybody really cares what Chris Christie has to say about the upcoming GOP primary. I mean, the dude has a higher approval rating with Democrats than with the Republicans, so take that for what it's worth, and be very careful, be very guarded. Any extra pizza or Krispy Kremes you have laying around, if Chris Christie visits your place of business, they might be gone quickly. Anyway, so here's the thing. He made the announcement. He said, I've given it some thought. I'm not going to debate this next week. And he said, look, Reagan didn't have to do that. He had a huge lead in the polls going into his reelection. He decided not to debate. This is very common, and it somewhat is. Now, if you're a fan of Trump, you probably are sitting there going, but wait a minute, isn't he going to give all the stage time and all the oxygen in the universe to someone else? Well, they're going to meet. They're going to have their debate. Fox News is going to cover it, and it's going to draw the audience that all of the Republican primary candidates will draw without him being there. And I'm going to go out on the limb now and say it's not going to have that much of an audience. Donald Trump is the Republican superstar right now, and if he is doing something competitively against that time slot at the same time, you can be pretty darn sure they're not going to be that worried about what Mike Pence and Chris Christie or even Vivek Ramaswamy or Ron DeSantis have to say. They're going to be somewhere else taking a listen to what Donald Trump has to say. But it's important that he pick the right place, right? So where's he going to be? On the X platform, formerly known as Twitter. It's really bothersome that we have to do that. Appearing on X, formerly known as Twitter. I feel I have like bad Prince reruns, you know, the artist formerly known as. Anyway, but that's where he'll be, on the Tucker Show. Now, you may be saying, Kev, why is that significant? Well, just take a look at some numbers. On a given night, between 7 and 11 p.m. Eastern time, Fox News garners, and they are head and shoulders above everybody else in the cable news universe, they shoulder about 2.23 million viewers in those 4 hours. You count every single person that's watching, they get about 2.2 million people watching on a given night. Not bad. It's about 500,000 more than MSNBC, and it's about 1.7 million more than CNN. Nobody's watching CNN. I don't even know why it's still on the air. Literally, you have like 200,000 people watching on CNN. I have more people streaming this particular stream on a given week than what CNN has in that evening. So that's just where that's at. But let's take a look at what Tucker Carlson is doing since leaving Fox News. If you go back and you just take the last five episodes of his Twitter only or X platform only show, he's averaging 28.2 million viewers per episode. That's nearly 15 times the audience of Fox News for that same given night. So if you're talking about 30 million people viewing, and Vivek Ramaswamy just sat with him, he had 38 million. The Tate brothers were on with him a couple of weeks ago. They had 44 million. I will guarantee you Donald Trump's appearance with Tucker on X is going to shatter whatever previous record he has. So look for 50 million or above in terms of audience on the Trump sit down. But this is what they're going to do. He's going to be with Tucker on the alternative platform, presenting whatever he wants to present in a less filtered format than he's going to have in the debate. And he's not going to sit there and have to put up with Chris Christie being a loudmouth for the whole evening, saying stuff that doesn't make any sense. So that's what Fox News has backed itself into. They're going to have a debate with all these people that have no chance at all of winning the nomination. Meanwhile, Tucker, who's doing a lot better on X than he was, that sounds weird, Tucker's doing a lot better on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter. He doesn't take X. He's on X. Elon, you got to do something about this. It's terrible. But anyway, he's gonna score more audience with Tucker on the same night with the alternative platform and the different ways that's delivered than he will on the... Now, there's one other reason why he shouldn't bother debating these guys. There's brand new NPR poll that's out just yesterday. Just yesterday, this poll from the National Public Radio, not exactly your conservative bastion of journalism, not exactly at all, but NPR released a brand new poll yesterday that shows that among independents, not in the GOP primary, but in a head-to-head election were it held today, with the current president, Joe Biden, who's likely the Democratic nominee, that Donald Trump would thrash him 48-40. He has an 8-point lead amongst independents. You're going to count on Republicans voting Republican, Democrats voting Democrats. Where this election the difference that it will be made in is in the independent category. And right now, he's absolutely throttling Joe Biden. Well, why is that? Partly because of the continued phony indictments that keep getting filed and shoehorned into his calendar. Now they're trying to make the court dates correspond with Super Tuesday so he can't campaign and all this stuff. Keep doing that, man. Just keep going down that path. You know what's going to happen? You're going to make him more and more popular. You're turning him into a political martyr, the likes of which the country's never seen. But we've never seen an administration be this corrupt and act this badly and go to this kind of level of Marxist measures to keep their opponents out. So people are watching with their eyes saying, we're losing America. Who's fighting for America? They don't have to watch a debate to figure that out. And that's why Donald Trump's not going to do the debate. He's going to have a bigger audience. He's going to have more people watching. And they know that he's the guy for their side. That's the assessment. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
From New York, it's That Kevin Show.
See, I knew it.
Come on, Kev. What's a few classified documents between friends?
I told you all the time. I knew he had some, too.
Here he is. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is one of the most important journalists on the planet today. He's worked for all of the major big journalism houses, and he's running the best news shop on the planet now. He is the proprietor of Just the News. Please welcome John Solomon. When we are thinking about the 2024 cycle, as nearly everybody is, there's some really huge stories here. One, Trump is defying all of the conventional rules, and he continues to just go up in his rating and approval and his lead over his primary opponents, etc. In fact, they were trying to shame him last weekend. Oh, he didn't sit down with the governor at the Iowa fair. What an opportunity he's missing. Meanwhile, he's buzzing the speeches of the other guys with Trump Force One, and they break out in chants for him. There is a cataclysmic collision headed our way between the administration, most pronouncedly the fist of the Justice Department, and the force that is the people, and the people as they are gathering their steam behind Donald Trump. Yeah. Where does this end?
I assume it ends with the wisdom of the American people, that they will cast a verdict in the court of public opinion in November of 2024 that will resolve a lot of these things. If they think what's happened to Donald Trump is wrong and that this is banana republic tactics, they are going to vote him into office, and that gives him the opportunity to pardon himself federally, maybe get state governors to pardon him and get these cases off the ledger long term, or certainly delay them to after he's president. But if they don't feel that, they'll pick another person to either be the nominee or the president, and the Trump era will come to a close in a very cataclysmic way. I think that's ultimately probably what our founding fathers wanted in a moment like this, that elections be the ultimate decider of issues like this. But unfortunately, there has been a justice system from the state all the way up to the federal level that seems to want to intrude on the Americans' ability to do that, to try to sideline Donald Trump. Just think about this. If Georgia meets its current target to hold the large and complicated racketeering trial in 6 months, it will mean that Donald Trump has seven separate trials in 2024 when he's trying to run for president. Seven. That's not an accident. A lot of these cases go back years, but yet all of them seem to have gotten ripe at the same time as 2024 was coming forward. I think a lot of people look at that and say, do we really want to live in a country where the opposition party leader, who a lot of people like, maybe half the country, is facing seven trials during the election? Kind of feels like what we would have seen in the old African dictator nations back a half century ago, or in the Soviet Gulag era. I think a lot of people see that. But at the end of the day, the American people can foil the system by electing Donald Trump, or they can say, listen, I've looked at the indictments and I think Donald Trump doesn't deserve to be president, and they can vote him out. That will ultimately be the final verdict on this very unprecedented time in American history.
It seems a little bit odd to me that that the American people are giving the current administration the runway that they are on this, simply because there could be changes to this process. I mean, sure. Rachel Maddow was the one that said on television, if you don't run for president, this all goes away. They're baiting the people with as much of an obvious, not only are we doing this, but we're doing it in your face, as they possibly can. John, on record, has there ever been a period of American history where anything like this has been something that we could look to and say that's how they handled it then?
Certainly not in modern history. I mean, over the years, there's been some pretty fun moments, if we look back and say fun now, but they were probably very tense moments where unusual things happened. But I think this is, even in the full 247-plus year history of this country, this is probably unprecedented and uncharted waters. And I think that that's a very unnerving thing for a lot of people. We don't know how this is going to end. The charges last night carry a mandatory prison sentence if you're convicted of them. If Donald Trump was convicted of all the crimes and sentenced to the maximum, he'd be in prison somewhere between 600 and 800 years. Is that what Americans intended? Is this what they see as an extension of the bogus Russia collusion case? Do they see maybe Donald Trump stepped in a mousetrap and he deserves this? I don't know. The polls right now show Joe Biden going down in the ratings. I think 37% approval with Scott Rasmussen yesterday, very low. And Donald Trump up about 40%, and in some national polls beating Joe Biden head-to-head. That seems to me an early way of the American people saying, we reject what's going on right now, but it's early.
Yeah.
There could be a different nominee. There could be a different outcome. A lot of things are going to happen between now and November. But I think the early polling data is a subtle way of the American people, or maybe not so subtle way of the American people saying, I don't like what you're doing.
I've always thought that Trump underpolls too. So the fact that he's sure. as high as he is, I think, is interesting. And Breitbart had a poll, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, I saw the headline that said he was up 18 with independents over Biden in a head-to-head matchup. I think that's where this gets decided, the middle ground. Yeah. People that aren't hardened partisans are going to be the ones that decide. Right.
I think the people that are hard in Donald Trump's camp are hard in the Never Trump camp are not going to change. Nothing that has happened in the last 6 months of extraordinary history is going to change your mind. It is going to be those in the middle, the undecideds, the independents, maybe people who've never voted before, first-time low-propensity voters getting into the game. But I think you're right, and I think at the end of the day, that's probably what the Founding Fathers and all of their wisdom back in 1776, 1789, probably were banking on. They really created a system that could be so elastic that it could even deal with the moment we're in now, even though for many people it feels hopeless or the country feels lost. There are still mechanisms available to us to reclaim or to fix what we think is wrong here. And I think 2024 will be that election. We will get a verdict one way or the other to do it. A lot of Democrats have said, oh, look at this. It's all going to happen during the election. That's the way we planned it.
Right.
Well, they're being kind of honest about it. So I guess we ought to take them at their word.
Last area of thought on this, and I want your perspective. The president, the former President Trump's, maybe his biggest accomplishment in his term was what he did for the judiciary in terms of the number of judges that he got appointed. Do you see the Supreme Court being an arbiter in this ultimate cataclysm battle that comes between the Biden administration and the American people?
It's certainly some of these issues are going to reach the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court thus far has not been willing to take preemptive action on behalf of Donald Trump. They have voided or allowed his attorney-client privilege to be voided, his executive privilege to be voided. And I think that if you take passed as prologue, then maybe they're not going to intervene as many times here as well. They're going to let the judicial system play out and then review it on remand after the case is done. But there are some important issues. Georgia, the indictment that came last night, could very well be moved to a federal court. It clearly seems to meet the standard, according to legal experts I've talked to. That's a big change if you take it out of
Georgia's hands.
Fulton County.
Right.
Yeah, and I think that's a big thing. There are issues of separation of powers. There are issues of statutory limitations. Some of those are going to get to the Supreme Court. My guess is the president will have a mixed bag and win some, lose some. I think ultimately the outcome is going to be more decided by what statement the American people make when they vote in November of 2024.
Don Solomon, always appreciate your insights. Thank you for joining us.
Great to be with you, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Leaders from Los Angeles and San Diego are assuring residents their cities are prepared for Hurricane Hillary.
The city is prepared. We're not waiting for the storm to hit. We have already begun working 24/7 to be ahead of the curve and to be ready as soon as the storm reaches our shores.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass said at a news conference the city has deep experience responding to crisis situations. Police in Philadelphia say one person was killed and six others wounded when several gunmen opened fire on a crowd at a street party overnight. Happened around 1:30 this morning, with some witnesses describing it as a shootout at a block party. Sweden is the bronze medal winner of the 2023 Women's World Cup. The Swedes defeated tournament co-host Australia 2-0 in the third-place match Saturday. A first-time champion is guaranteed when England takes on Spain in the grand final Sunday in Sydney. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Welcome back, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. I am very excited about something that's going to happen in 2024, and I want to tell you about it now for a couple of reasons. One, I've only got space for 32 people to join me, but when I think you kind of fully understand how special this opportunity is going to be, those seats are going to go super fast. So a number of years ago, before my grandfather's passed away, I had long conversations with them about World War II and what it meant. They both served in the U.S. Navy in the big war. And they wouldn't talk about a lot of the aspects of what their service consisted of, what it meant. They would tell me some tangential things, where they were, kind of the general mood of the people they served with, and a very limited amount of the things that they saw. But it is not something that that generation was comfortable with. Yet when you look back at history, and when you understand that World War II was a dividing point between the modern era in what came before, how the world was changed, massive, huge concepts overtaking different regions. Obviously, socialism, Nazism, communism, eventually what the West and America and Western Europe stood for. These were cataclysmic circumstances that created brand new times that we are still kind of living through the process of understanding what they all mean. Having said all of that, it is also one of the, to me, one of the most fascinating periods of time. And so through the years, I've always thought it would be fun, meaningful, hopefully life impacting, to take a trip and to study the places where World War II impacted and how it changed the universe. Well, I have some great news. If you're a student of history, if you believe that World War II was something that was important and changed the globe as we know it, and you want to understand that better, I've got an opportunity for you that I did not believe would come along as it has. But next year will be the 80th anniversary of the Normandy invasion and the liberation of France and Europe from Nazi Germany. And in that process, we have landed a really inside opportunity here that you're not going to find anywhere else. In fact, there are a few thousand people that are going to do this particular trip that I'm going to tell you about, but there are only 32 seats left, and they're the ones on my trip. So there are thousands that have already signed up for this. We're not going to travel with all of them. We would travel together as just a small group of 32 people. But here's where it starts. In June, on the 80th commemoration of D-Day, we start out in London, in the St. Paul's district. We retrace Churchill's steps through his final few hours in the lead up to the D-Day invasion. We hit Westminster Abbey. We have the opportunity to go to the Churchill World War II Museum. We walk through with historians exactly what the impact of the German bombing on London meant to the city. Then after a couple of days in London where we start, we go to Portsmouth, where we will overnight for one night and then take a channel crossing the next morning. That would be pretty identical to where the D-Day troops took off and landed. They came from Portsmouth. They landed in Normandy. We will land in Normandy about 2 hours after we take off across the channel. We're going to spend 3 nights in the area of Caen, C-A-E-N, in northern France, and go to all of the beaches. On July 4th, we will stand in the Normandy American Cemetery and pay tribute to the fallen soldiers that gave their lives for our freedom on July 4th. It's going to be amazing. Then from there, after we spend those 3 days in the Normandy region with some food and some, you know, other great things that are going to be features to this, we then head to Paris for the final 2 days. And in Paris, we retrace the steps of the liberation, and we end it all with a dinner cruise on the Seine River right in the heart of the world's most beautiful city. Friends, I want you to come with us on this. Just go to the website, thatkevintour.com. thatkevintour.com has all the details, thatkevintour.com. And if you're watching on the Salem News Channel or Biz TV, the phone number is also on the screen. You can call. But go to thatkevintour.com and hold your spot, and then join us next June and July for the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Paris and London and Europe in World War II. I hope you'll come.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Now, back to that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
And off to the Dry Bar Comedy Stage we go for first-time contributor, Kelly Collette.
I don't think I saw people like this in your life. It's a really fun game. And last year she called me. She's like, hey, Kelly, all right, it's Christmas, okay? I want this blender, all right? It's from Target, okay? It's $40, okay? Would you get that for me? I was like, all right. She's like, you are so thoughtful. What can I buy for you? I was like, $40 gift card to Target. Right? I don't want to play this game anymore. Actually, make it 100. I'm trying to win Secret Santa this year, right? That's how competitive I am. I try and win Secret Santa. I try and win all the games. Don't invite me to your bridal shower. Don't invite me to your baby shower. I'll knock over your grandma to win a potted plant. Like, I am so competitive. I try and win the baby shower games as if the prize is I get to keep the baby. You know what I mean? Like, that's how competitive I am. It's ridiculous. So competitive. I had to say this to my friends on multiple occasions. I had to be like, I'm very sorry for what I said to you when we were in the escape room. You're not useless. You're just not as good as Sudoku as me, and that's not your fault, all right? Just a very competitive person. And it's not like I need prizes. I'm like low-key a hoarder. Any hoarders here tonight? No, they never are. They're at home with their treasure babies. I couldn't make it out the door to come to the show. Right? Low-key a hoarder. I think I'm a hoarder a little bit because it's so easy to get anything you want nowadays. Like, are you guys addicted to Amazon? Right? I can't believe it. Every time a package comes to my house and I see that it's an Amazon package, I'm always like, I didn't order anything. Because that's how quickly it comes. You forget that you even bought anything. I was like, I have a secret admirer. This is very mysterious. This is fun. And then I open it and I'm like, oh, zit stickers. That's right. I had a zit yesterday. The stickers are clear. They disappear and they'll hide on you every single time. Don't buy clothes on Amazon also. That's my biggest advice. Never buy clothes on Amazon because it's never the quality you think you're going to get. I bought an outfit on Amazon one time. I was so excited about it. I wore it for New Year's Eve. I was like, I'm going to look hot in this. I'm going to look like Mariah Carey. I put it on. I look like Drew Carey. Why did I buy a blazer and glasses? It's a weird, New Year's Eve work. 90s Mariah, in case anybody was judging me. All right? Always be my baby Mariah. That's what I was going for. Classic Mariah. But my friends, like, they all registered for their stuff on Amazon. It was so easy to get them the stuff. And I'm actually kind of jealous because when I got married, I was 23 years old, and I didn't know how to be a person yet, let alone know what to register for a wedding registry. I had no idea. So when I got married, I registered for an ice cream maker and a hammock and a bicycle. And I got all of them, you guys. It was awesome. I was like, this is the best birthday ever. Who's this guy? What? I don't know what I need to be a person. Ice cream maker. Whew. I'm in my 30s now. And it wasn't until last year that I learned what a colander was. A pasta strainer. Had no idea. I thought that was a cool metal hat you got to wear in the kitchen while your mom was cooking spaghetti sometimes. I had no idea that you could actually drain pasta with a tool. How did I drain pasta, you might be asking yourself? Oh, well, first you take your boiling pot of hot water off the stove, and then you slowly walk it over to the sink to pour it out 1 inch at a time while the steam hits you back in the face. You bare hand catch the pasta, throw it back on the counter, hope it doesn't fall down, the dog doesn't eat it. That's how you do it in my house. Thank you. The whole time I'm like, Shark Tank better think of something. This is getting ridiculous. Hand hurts so bad I can barely enjoy my ice cream in my hammock, right? I've been doing this really cute thing now. Whenever I make a mistake, I go, oh, sorry. Mom brain. I love it. It's so cute. It gets me out of everything. I'm like, oops, mom brain. And my friends are like, Kelly, you're not a mom. I'm like, oh, I forgot. Mom brain. So, yeah, whose kids are these in my car? It'll be a hard one to explain. You guys, I've never done the walk of shame before. Never. The most shameful walk I do as a person is when I take a bag of McDonald's trash out of the passenger side floor seat of my car to walk and to throw away at a second McDonald's location. Usually in the same day. Hey, Veronica, right? Because it's trashy to admit it, but I love McDonald's, you guys. I love chemically altered, non-nutritional food that costs a dollar, right? It's delicious. But we're not supposed to admit it. Because it's kind of trashy to admit that you like McDonald's, right? Because we all know that McDonald's is just a public restroom that also sells hamburgers. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. to pee, right? Pull over. At least get a fountain drink and make eye contact, right? Be nice. Be friendly to the people at your local McDonald's bathroom. I like McDonald's because it tastes the same wherever you go, and that's, like, sort of comforting to me as a person. Anywhere you go, McDonald's tastes the same, and I like that. Except this one time I was in Europe, I got so homesick. I was like, I'll just go visit my friends at McDonald's. That'll make me feel better. The American Embassy, you know? I walk in. I was like, yes, I'll take a McFlurry, please. And they were like, great. Toffee or granola? And I was like, ew, what? That's not candy. That's not like home. I don't want that. They're like, oh, actually, the McFlurry machine's broken. I was like, that's like home. Thank you. So comforting. You ever take a screenshot of a text message and then accidentally send it right back to that person? And, oh, no! Because we all know what a screenshot of a text message means, right? It means I'm talking trash about you on a group chat that you're not a part of, right? And they've got to see this. I've done that so many times, I've devised my own defense mechanism, right? As soon as I see that I've shot that screenshot off to the wrong person, I start to shame the recipient. Trust me, it works. You can have this one. You just go, look what you said. I had to take a picture of it and send it back to you so you could see how ridiculous it looked coming through my phone and my order. Yeah. I'm a really good friend for pointing this out to you before anybody in that group chat got a hold of it.
We'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cody Asbury on That Kevin Show.
Hospital home was a four-minute drive. With a baby on board, made it 35. We didn't sleep or wait that night. Just laid by that crib singing nursery rhymes. And these are the days that we'll want back. In kindergarten drop off line. His first day of school didn't even cry. That was when we knew their life. It had a funny way of just passing us by. And these are the days that we'll want back. We'll want back. So tell them bedtime stories. Give them a kiss goodnight. Darling, before we know it, this old house will be. I know we're tired right now. Someday we'll laugh about it. Let's slow it down and raise a glass. 'Cause these are the days that we'll want back. And all of the countless crazy sleepless nights. All of the first and the last and the tears that we cried. All of the how's this work, Dad and Mom, tell me why. Sometimes growing up feels like goodbye. 'Cause there was a time when we were your world. Now you're moving on to marry your girl. So buy your house and call it home. And give her a life and some kids of her own. So tell them bedtime stories. Give them a kiss goodnight. 'Cause before you know it, that old house will be quiet. I know you're wild right now. Someday we'll laugh about it. Let's slow it down and raise a glass. 'Cause we'll always be your mom and dad. These are the days that we'll want back. We'll want them back, we'll want them back.
These are the days every parent can identify. Tonight on That Kevin Show, Cody Asbury, one of the rising stars in country and Christian music, and a very touching, touching tribute to family. Stay with us. Hour two next.
Hey, get that soundtrack. Search hashtag New Music Spotlight on Spotify or Apple Music.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.